Nonprofits, from Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America to local animal shelters and food kitchens, can have a big impact on the communities they serve. But a new study that looks at their boards shows they have a privilege problem. And the show's Lauren Gilger joins us now to tell us more about this new report. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. So the report came from BoardSource, a nonprofit that works to improve governance in the nonprofit sector. And it shows that even as the country becomes more diverse, nonprofit boards are overwhelmingly white. I spoke with BoardSource CEO Ann Wallestead about this, and I asked her what nonprofit boards actually do and how they can affect what that organization accomplishes in the community.
That's a great question, and I think it's a question actually that a lot of boards themselves struggle with, is really understanding what is the role of boards in nonprofit organizations and what's most important for them to really focus on and do. And the honest answer is boards, generally speaking, are better at that process of how do we make sure that we're checking the right boxes and doing the right things and staying within the law. They struggle a little bit more with those strategic and generative roles that are really about seeing around corners and saying, how can we do our work in the best possible way?
Yeah, you did a survey and found that these boards are actually getting less diverse, not more. So break those down for us. What did the numbers look like?
We've been doing research on boards for more than 20 years, and we think it's really important to look at who is leading boards, because obviously who is on a board impacts how they are leading in community and beyond. Unfortunately, as you said, we have learned in years and years of research that boards are just not as diverse as we might hope that they would be. And in the more than 20 years of doing this study, we've moved very, very little in terms of boards becoming diverse. And that's, of course, in the context of a U.S. population that's become significantly more diverse.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about what might be behind this. Having looked at it over such a long period of time, why do you think this is?
It's really a pretty simple answer. And that's that despite organizations saying that they are unhappy with the levels of racial and ethnic diversity on their board, they are not prioritizing demographics in board recruitment.
Right. How can having a diverse board for a nonprofit affect the communities they serve? Do you have a good example of an organization that might be doing this well?
The example that comes to mind is a story that's actually been in the press recently about the Walker Arts Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They made a decision to have a quite controversial art exhibit at their art center. I won't go into all of the details, but it was essentially depicting gallows where Native Americans from the Dakota community were hanged in the 1800s. When they made this decision, they did so, it seems, in a vacuum and without the input or insight from the Dakota community. And the backlash was swift, and it was incredibly critical. It actually resulted in the organization, the Walker, deciding not to move forward with the exhibit. They canceled it. And interestingly, one of the things that was requested as they then started to engage with the Dakota community and understand, you know, kind of what had gone wrong, there was a request that the Walker consider electing a Native American to the board of directors. And so that really clearly points out that there is a connection to the way that boards are operating and thinking and making decisions, and the way that organizations are able to engage with community. And there is a real risk of not having authentic and relevant connections to community. And a lack of board diversity, in my mind, really becomes an organizational liability.
What I wonder is also, is it sort of a catch-22, though? Like, is it just that all of the people who are with power, money, influence that end up on these sorts of boards are white? And how would they get out of that?
You're certainly right that, you know, a lot of boards really think about the primary role of the board as access to wealth or access to money. And so they think about board composition as a way to, you know, primarily drive fundraising efforts. But we would argue that not every board member has to be engaged in the same way. We would also argue that there are plenty of people of wealth that come from diverse communities, and that if we want truly to have diverse boards, we need to stop using that as a reason that we don't have it.
So are there efforts underway to make boards like these more diverse or to reflect the communities they serve?
We feel like part of our role as a nonprofit committed to an effective nonprofit sector is to draw attention to the challenges that we see boards facing in terms of board diversity. So this study, which we call Leading with Intent, that's an important way to call attention to the issue. And one of the most stunning findings from the report is that almost one in five of all of the executives that responded said that both they were dissatisfied with their board's racial and ethnic composition, and demographics were low or no priority in terms of their board recruitment. So there is really a challenge in terms of the gap between attitudes and actions. It's not enough to simply say that you care about diversity. You have to do something about it.
Ann Wallestad is president and CEO of Board Source, a nonprofit that works to improve governance in the nonprofit sector. Ann, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thanks so much for having me.